This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
Choking on cup syrup. Every little thing's my fault. Blacked out in the laundry room.
Ari Picker's first band, Lost in the Trees, was known for cinematic orchestral folk music that incorporated many layers of instrumentation, including strings and horns. It was beautiful, complex, and artful. His new project is more direct and takes its lead from keyboard synths, guitar, and a driving rhythm section. Dante High's debut is 8 tightly performed, taut songs that clock in at just 30 minutes. Dante High performs at the Pinhook in Durham tomorrow night, and Ari is here now to talk about his new band. Good morning, Ari.
What's up, Eric?
So the first song, Parking Lot Soul, came to light last year and had me completely bamboozled. Somebody sent it to me. I didn't know of the connection, and I thought it was an English band. I couldn't believe it. So when you set out to make this record, did you purposefully go, this is going to be much different?
I think I wanted to just sing at the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
And Lost in the Trees, I didn't do that with Lost in the Trees. So with this new project, I just set out to find a style of music that I could sing at the top of my lungs with, and Parking Lot Soul happened. And yeah, that kind of spawned the rest of the record.
Let's talk a little bit about Meltdown, which is a little bit of a quieter song in the record, but it sounds like someone lost it one too many times, and it's kind of a plea for another chance. And that's a hard place to be, isn't it, when you find yourself in that position?
Yeah, sure. Nothing changes. You just settle to freak out. Yeah, that's the lyric. The cycle of emotional whatnots.
Yeah, and you try not to do it again, and as humans, we repeat. Right?
We repeat.
How hard is it to learn, though? It seems to be really hard. not just this song, humans in general.
That's why you got art, right? You can just sing about it.
You say you're moving to the next phase of your life. Oh, no, it's nothing. I'll be all right. Violets are running from your bedroom downtown and into my grave.
There are a lot of 80s influences on this record, Ari, and how did they find their way into Dante High? Because sometimes I think I'm hearing a little something that wouldn't sound out of place on a great Cars record or some era of the Tubes.
I just wanted something simple, and like an arpeggiated bass line on a Juno 60 is simple. You just press boom, 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 and I could start writing songs. It was so simplicity. I mean, synths seem to be pretty prevalent in all music these days, so maybe there's some zeitgeist of the times kind of thing happening. And then just doing construction all day, listening to a lot of Huey Lewis, The Misfits. That's what I've been listening to, working outside and writing fun pop songs.
Saturday Night, it's that keyboard part in that song that is almost the hookiest thing on the record for me.
Oh.
Were you aware that you could do that, that you could write these hooky songs? Because as beautiful as Lost in the Trees was, those songs, you had to live with them for a while as a listener and as a fan before they kind of sunk into your head and you find yourself singing them. These, like, one or two times over and...
You get it.
You totally get it. Not only do you get it, you can't get it out of your head.
Yeah, man, little earworms. yeah, I wanted to write pop music. I think I was tired of being a prog rocker. And I just wanted to write 3-minute pop songs, and I think I appreciate a good, simple song. There's something really hard about creating simple stuff. So that was a challenge for myself, and just trying to keep myself in a box.
I felt tonight would
in belts, there's a trade-off between a deeper voice. And then I don't know if that's you on falsetto or somebody else singing the high bits, but that bounce between those two also really sets that song off.
Yeah, that's Amelia from Sylvanesso.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, man, rock star. She's a fan of the band, and I just said, you want to come over and sing a song? She said, yeah. That's kind of like a new Jack Swing vibe, like 1992, which is the hook. That's why that is the hook.
Frustrated is my favorite.
Sweet.
The video that I saw also is a blast because there are people in there that folks around here will recognize at a club doing some dancing.
We shot that in like 30 minutes. We went into the Cat's Cradle and everybody just dressed up and we got an old VHS camera and filmed everybody.
Yeah, because it looks really grainy and it's got that look.
Yeah. We lost that video actually. The tape got destroyed and we had to send it into like some... I wasn't in charge, but someplace to fix the VHS tape. And actually, so that's a lost treasure that could have never seen the light of day.
Well, I'm glad you found it. How important is it, these visual elements for this band, for Dante High?
I think a lot. I mean, I consider us, I'm proudly a local band. Yeah. I consider us a local band. And I think just putting out visuals online is how we're going to, you know, get people across the sea interested. So, and I love making music videos.
Well, especially when you do them that quickly.
That's the way to do it. Get in a space, set up the camera, and just like go for it. Lots of high energy.
All right, Picker's latest project is called Dante High. The band plays a record release show tomorrow night at the Pinhook in Durham. You can hear more songs from Dante High at WUNCmusic.org and at 91.5 HD2. Thanks for stopping by, Ari.
Oh, I wish I could stay longer.
You're so busy.
I know. Surface.